everyone, and welcome again to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I am Wayne.
And I'm Will.
And this week's adventures are going to actually be that. Will and Wayne's excellent adventures of nothingness. You'll all probably learn way too much about our lives. Also, national specialties, integrity in the sport, and what you can do to keep things honest. All that and more on the Dog Show Drive.
I'm born to run down rocky cliffs. Give me grace, bury my sins. Shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back from where I need to go.
Yellow Hill. Well, good morning, young William. How are things way down there in Colorado?
Oh, it's just dandy. It's just, I drove through, I'll send you the picture of what I drove through, because I had to pull over because it was hail. It looked like, I took a picture of it, and it looked like a tornado forming.
Very nice.
Everybody pulled over like they knew they should, and the hail went over us, and then it was gone, and I carried on.
Wow, lovely. I don't want to alarm you, but there are cows behind you, Will, a whole bunch of cows. Looks like some kid just drew them on the wall behind you. Have you seen this? Is that wallpaper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh. They're sketches. I wish you could see this. Sketches, just the outline of cows.
Cows and bulls.
Oh, I can only see the cow. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never been to Greeley before. I took the road into Greeley, and there are cows. There was one cattle farm where they were packed so many cows. And I hate to say it, the smell as you drove by it. You could not have a smell because there were so many cows.
Well, do the stick figures of the cows smell at all, Will? Because that would be awful. Well, one of my really good friends from high school moved from Greeley a week ago, where I could have hooked you up to see all the good sights. Small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it. Anyway, I am at McDonald's, and it's not because I'm hungry, although I might be, but not for this. But I couldn't get internet.
He's going to sponsor us. We always got to not something. That's Tim Hortons. Hang on a second. We're loving it.
We're camping up. We're actually about 4 hours north of Toronto, but we're still in Michigan. That's how people don't realize how far Michigan goes north, way north of you. And we're there. Well, that's great. Except, I had to drive to McDonald's to find the internet. And when I logged in to the McDonald's internet, it said, do you want a Egg McMuffin or something? And then I started to panic, thinking, what if they start bringing me food, Will? Is that what they're trying to do by giving me internet access? They're trying to sell me a flopper or whatever the hell they sell here, a Whopper. I don't know, Will. Mix and match $5. So maybe I should try.
You're not sitting in the drive-thru, are you?
maybe I am. Is that why those people are beeping their horn? Jeez. Oh man. Anyway, it's been the most incredible 24 hours. I can't believe I'm here, but we managed to pick up our new coach and get it up to Traverse Bay RV Resort.
I saw it from the inside. The new coach
is quite.
It looks like great on wheels.
it does. That's a good way to explain it. It does. It's beautiful, but we didn't have the wind guard and all that stuff hooked up yet because we just pulled in late because we had to stop for a park. So we got to the resort late, and which really pleases your fellow campers. And then we started to yell at each other. Where's the? Because we had just thrown everything from the other RV into the new one. And we didn't know where anything was. It just has been. So I think Cheryl was glad that I'm at McDonald's. Well, I think she's after. Get the hell out of the place so I can sort it out. But it's just beautiful up here. It's absolutely gorgeous.
what I can tell out the window, your car at McDonald's, it looks lovely.
Well, I'm not touching this phone because if I do, this is a phone, but if I turn it around to show you the lake, I'll surely drop it or lose something. But I'm sitting right on Traverse Bay, and it's just beautiful. It's a bay, not a lake, obviously. It's just beautiful. Anyway, there you have it. So you are in Greeley, not for the cows. Well, no, there might be a, there might be a few there. But you're there for the Irish Center. You're there for the Irish Center National.
I am indeed.
Uh-huh. And it has been going on all week, right?
Yeah, and today is Bitches, I believe. I'm still in the hotel because I got in late last night. Well, not late. I drove. It took me 21 and a half hours to get here, so 2 days to get here. And I got here in time. I got to see part of the top 20, and I had dinner with Doug Carlson and his daughter.
Oh, great, great. Oh,
good. And then I saw Adam and Kenny and Pete and Mary, and we had a little bit. Then I started to crash. I had to go, and they called me old and waved me off goodbye.
Well, you had a 20-hour drive, didn't you? Something like that?
Yeah.
That's a long trip. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a morning. And when I say morning, we tried to start this at 7:30 a.m. my time, which is 5:30 a.m. Will's time. It's now 8:20, so it took an hour for me to figure out we didn't have...
Well, wasn't this too? I couldn't figure out... And then, technology peaked with frozen pizza with me. I'm trying to get this iPad working, and I was calling Doc and waking Doc up.
Yeah, all this for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's how much we love you here at the Dog Show Drive. And we do.
We did drive here. You drove to McDonald's, and I'm here in Greeley, Colorado. So it's the Dog Show.
You just dropped your volume.
Uh-oh, did I? Can you hear me now?
I think I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Right. Well, I don't know what that's all about. But...
That better? What are you doing?
We are so professional. Last week, I think I said something like, we're a show about nothing, we're about to prove it. Well, here you go.
Well, you know what? Like, this is what we do anyway. So, like,
it's true. You really are getting our weekly phone call. Yeah. What is wrong? Why can't I hear you?
I don't know. I can hear you fine.
Well, I just have to do it like a phone call. Now I'm sitting at McDonald's with a phone in my ear.
Try and turn the volume up.
Jeez, it just chopped out.
But did your volume turn off? Turn down to some.
What happened here? Stop video. More.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, of course I can hear you, but it went from speakerphone to regular telephone.
I see. Yeah, see, I
just hold it up to my ear. You can now. You're gonna have to look at a recording of my ear.
Good thing we're not on YouTube yet.
Oh my, what a world! Anyway, well, the thing about specialties is that they're named properly. They really are special, and I've had the great fortune of judging the Irish Center National, and I can tell you. Of all the specialties I've been to, and I think it's the breed, right? It's just so, those people are unbelievable. They have so much fun.
They do.
And they know how to host a specialty, a national. It's just one big, wonderful party. It's like, I wonder if it's that way. Certain breeds probably have a certain temperament that relates to the tempo of their national. And I don't know, Irish Setters is fun for me.
I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah. Well,
There's your ear again.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to get, I think, if I'm going to hear you.
Oh. Yeah.
Must look great, huh? I haven't shaved.
Well, either way, I've been driving for 2 days. I didn't shave. We stopped.
I had...
Where did we stop? Carlville, Iowa. I stopped in and they wouldn't take my dog. They wouldn't take John. So I had to go to the Fairfield. It was $185 for the one night for me and my dog. We spent 6 hours or 7 hours in there.
Man.
that's rough. Yeah. But yeah, well, you got there, so that's a good thing. But the, you know, the Nationals, I can tell you at the Irish Center National, I've been to a few, but the last one that I judged, at the party, at the dinner or whatever it was, there was a band, and Mary Merlo got up and played the drums, and she was phenomenal. I don't know if people realize what a talented percussionist she is. She's really she's not just someone who sits up there and plays the drums. She can make that kit sing. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I hope you have that opportunity. Will.
I don't know if they're they had a DJ last night at the top 20. So.
See, when I did it, it was long ago where they had actual musicians, guys with instruments. Now I listen to the darn radio, Will, and all that. There's no instruments. It's just computers making a bunch of darn noises with this. Yeah. Sick of it.
What's happening? No,
I hate drum machines. I want real drums, real guitar. Well, bring back have, you had Frank Sinatra. No, I'm not that old. But
your place, I used to play it all the time.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I found them in the storage shed, and we went to pick up some of this RV stuff out of storage shed, and there it was. I have to get those going again. So anyway, giant entry out there, and Ann Savory's doing the breed, right?
Yeah, Avery Bowles. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Andrew. And she's doing intersex. Is there somebody else?
And Lorraine Biso did males yesterday and today, and does bitches, and tomorrow she does intersex.
So. Oh, great, great. Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
And really hot. Adam told me it's going to be like 98 degrees tomorrow. So.
Oh, wow. That hurts.
Yeah. But
are there tents?
I haven't been to the show site yet. I'm just at the hotel still. So.
Are you a slacker, are you, Will? You haven't even been over there?
I haven't even been over there. No, I'm going over there this morning. I'm going to give Johnny a bath and hang out for a while and watch some judging.
I know what you're going to do, Will. Even though you've trimmed him to within an inch of his life, you're going to trim him all day today, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I used to always have, when Yvonne was my assistant, I'd trim away, and then she was always my meter. She'd say, stop.
I remember watching you trim Miss P once. I thought she looked perfect, and she did. And you went at it with, I don't even know if hair was coming off. You were just moving thinning shears along with a comb. I didn't see any hair coming off, but it looked like it must have made the difference, Will. It
made me feel better.
It did. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know, you gotta put the work in. You got to put the
you
work
got,
in.
That's right. You got to pay your dues. You got to pay your dues. You really are looking at a picture of my ear, aren't you?
I really am, yeah.
Is there anything in there?
I don't see anything. Is that a is new
there light?
Is can that you a see new daylight? Yeah, right through, guys.
You see right through the other side? Jeez.
So we're not going to start the YouTube version of the dog show drive, but this...
Now I'm living up here. That's for sure. Actually, we will have internet hooked up in the coach in a week or two, and it'll be lovely. Oh, till October. Really? That's the plan. Now we'll go home because. Oh yeah, we're moving this week too. Oh, that's not true. We're moving next week. This week, Cheryl has her surgery. Her back surgery. So yeah, it's just been, I can't even tell you. I get out of the hospital. Actually, I'm feeling a little better this morning.
Well, you down a whole lot better than last week.
Yeah. Oh man, that was, I can't believe I got through that. But I've had my times where, just moving some slight things around with my breath probably today, but I'm feeling much better this morning. And I hope it stays that way. So we'll see. But I still wouldn't. I mean, there's no way I could go out and stand in the sun and be standing for 6 hours and turning in circles. That just wouldn't. I couldn't do it.
Well, so we had a scare last weekend at the Erie Shores Dog Show. One of the judges tested positive. So they ended up testing all the judges, and that one judge in particular, they left, and someone had to drive them across the border because they couldn't fly at that point. And
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, that was an outdoor dog show. So
yeah, jeez,
it was a big dog show. They put on a wonderful show last week. They had a fabulous panel of judges. We had Doug and Jamie, and we had Tim Catterson, and we had
Steve Herman.
Yeah, Steve was there. Yeah. And Terry Payne came in from Australia, and Paul Stanton came in. It was an interesting panel.
That is a panel. That sounds like fun. And fun people, too. People who have a passion for the sport. You know, we're starting to see this, in my opinion, too often. Judges that don't have a passion for what they're doing, at least on the day. And maybe it's because they just judged four shows in a row from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. because they had to do owner handle or best in show. And maybe they're not going to be happy and peppy and birthing with love the next after the fourth day. But we want to see judges in there enjoying themselves and having a passion. And I know that crew you just listed all loves being in there every minute. Oh, and I hope all judges do.
Yeah, it was great seeing. It was great speaking with them, just talking. And we had a good time last weekend.
Yeah.
You know, things when you get a panel like that, you know, that it's changes. You know, everything changes. It was a different dog every day. So, you know, that's not a bad idea either. So it was just interesting and fun to listen to them all talk.
Yeah. We had once in a while you get a group like that when you get to sit in the penalty box in the ring where the judges sit, you know. That little group can either sit there and you realize none of them know anything about this particular group or that you'll land with three or four experts and you dissect the entire group and learn way more than you would in any seminar or online thing. By the way, last week, I think, could have been 2 months ago, I mentioned about Breed Club mentors, and I wrote an article about it in the Chronicle. And I have to tell you, my phone has rung many times, I'd say at least half dozen, and emails, probably four or five, for judges calling me saying, hey, I read your article, and this happened to me too.
Oh,
these club mentors are promoting their own. Now, let me make this clear. 98%, I hope it's 98%, the vast majority are unbelievably helpful. They handle it right and they do an awesome, awesome job. But there's a group out there that have this title of Breed Club Mentor and wield it like an axe. And they come up and harass you if you've done something they don't think you should do. Even in the ring, which happened to me and several other judges. And they also used to promote their dog at the show. They go up and say, oh, you know, you want to learn about Fossil hounds. Well, you know, I know you're a judge of those and it's a rare breed and you don't get to see many, but I've got the really good one here today. Oh, you're judging them today? Oh, well, still you'll get to see a good one today. You know, I mean, this is getting crazy.
Well, that's a shame.
I mean, the clubs need to find a way. And I think, you know, part of it is judges need to call the clubs or write the clubs and say, hey, this happened to me. I mean, I had one guy call and he's excellent judge, highly respected judge. And he was furious. Happened to him twice. And we need mentoring, but boy, it needs to be. And I can tell you, I look at some of these lists of mentors, and these are very well-intended people. But there's a few on each list that you go, seriously?
It's just like you can't police integrity in handling. You can't police integrity in judging. Apparently, you can't police integrity in mentoring either.
That's a good point.
It's got to be already in you.
Yeah. And we do need to report them when we find them. I'm guilty for not doing that right away at the show.
Yeah, I remember how bitch you were. So.
Yeah, that was pretty unsettling. Of course, the most fun part of that was the winner's dog and bitch that I
You were always saying funnest.
Yeah.
My mom's right. Going to call now.
That's right. You're in trouble. The dog and bitch that I put up for winner's dog, winner's bitch that she was complaining about won every day. Every day. And there was plenty to choose from. It was a big entry. So I thought that was hysterical. Anyway, you know, we talk about integrity in the sport and mentoring and judging. And it's easy to whine about it, but boy, at the end of the day, it really is pretty darn good. You know, outsiders will say, oh, that's got to be political and fixed. Actually, there's some handlers that think it's always political and fixed.
Oh, most definitely. And usually, though, ones are the ones that are questionable. I hate to say it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
That old adage. You know.
Yep. Yep. I think we just got to march on and see how the world works with, you know, take your chances and you know, and I have a friend that loses occasionally when he shouldn't, and I'll get that call. I say, listen, you won 75% of the time. What are you whining about? You know?
Oh, exactly. Let's face it. It balances out in the long run. There's times when we won when we shouldn't have won. There's times when we lost when we shouldn't have lost. In the grand scheme of things, it tends to balance out, and the world is corrected.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. Well, the Gordon Center National is this week, I think. Yeah, this week. And I was supposed to do that, and I feel horrible about that. And in the Buckeye, Anglo-Saturn Club specialty, I got a call from the judge who did it. It was great. But I couldn't do that either. And now the Gordon National, and boy, I really, really, you know, those two specialties, Anglo-Saturns and Gordons, I mean, who would want to miss those? You know, even as a spectator, I would have loved to have been there. But I guess this Windy City cluster in Grays Lake, I'm not even following this, but you won't believe the seminars they've put together. It is, if you're anywhere near Illinois, it goes on for another week, I think.
Yeah.
If you're ever anywhere near Illinois, look up the Windy City Cluster in Grays Lake, and the seminars are, they even have a measuring seminar going on. They've added everything you can think of. And that's experts, fabulous. Experts in these breeds, true people that we respect. I wish I could be there, but not yet. My first venture out into the real world is going to be July. Oh, I think it's the 20th or something, or somewhere in those numbers. And I'm flying out to see my buddy Sam McDonald, who I absolutely adore.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah, he's the best. Oh, is he there? Maybe he's there this weekend.
He's here. Yep.
Oh, well, please send him my love.
I will, for sure.
Yeah, we'll see him out there. They have a sporting dog seminar out there that rivals any. It's excellent. Dog Show, Dog Judges of America Association, DJAA. I'm a member. I should know what it stands for. They put it together, and Sam is a coordinator. And I think there's every sporting breed. I think there's almost every, if not every. So that's going to be interesting. I'm coming out of the bubble. I'm going to an airport on an airplane and to a public event. And I hope I'm not. frightened. Yeah. Normally it wouldn't faze me in the least, but. Anyway,
yeah, I'm telling you, your ear canal looks clear. So,
that at least on this side, I haven't tried the other
side. I have some good news, Wayne.
Yes,
how do we end up with it? Did I write the test or I take the test? Well, I did the second half.
You write it up there. Yeah, you write it. Yeah, you write. You did the second and you're done.
I'm approved to judge. On permit, the next half of the sporting group. I'm approved for the first half. I am now on permit for the second half. And I'll be judging my first entire group in September.
Oh, Will, I'm so happy for you. And the sport should be too.
I'm very, very excited.
You should be. You should be.
And I got to say, though, I got one wrong. And the person that marked the test sent me a little note about my incorrect, I wasn't really incorrect. I neglected to answer the question.
Well, then that's just what politicians do on TV every Sunday morning. They just neglect to answer the question. No matter what you ask them, they just say something else. So do you remember the question?
It was golden retriever coat type, weather repellent. I just neglected it.
You just neglected it. Well,
I probably answered it in my head and just did not go down to my fingers.
There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe that's because you don't see a proper golden retriever coat and you just figured it was a moot point.
Yeah. Water repellent is like a sponge. You could not just...
You should have just written in blow dried backwards with moose. That's a golden retriever coat. What are you talking about? That's all I've ever seen in the last couple of years.
Actually, you know, with this panel of judges this weekend, because we had doing goldens was Paul Stanton, Dr. Herman, Jamie Hubbard. It was golds were very interesting. It was fun to watch them, you know.
With that crew, they know they can't get away with blow drying them and fluffing them into moose world.
The Netherlands, I can't remember his name either. And he was, you could follow everything he did in golden retrievers, you know.
Oh, very cool. It's a great breed to judge. I just love them anyway. But now what is your ratio for length to height there, Will, in goldens?
Well, they're off square. So,
That's not the answer on the AKC test.
Oh, are they square on the AKC test?
I'm not sure. There's a number ratio. So you look it up. It's either 9 to 10, 10 to 11, or 11 to 12. You look it up and you get back to me and I'll tell you if you pass the test or write the test.
It's just multiple choice. I have a chance at 1 out of 3.
They put all 3. That's beautiful.
And they're really sneaky because sometimes it says both A and B. And every time they say both A and B, it's always both A and B.
Until the time it's not.
Exactly. Well, so now I open my mouth. My next test, you'll watch. It won't be both A and B.
Excellent. Well, I've got my interview next week. Oh, boy, I hope it's for 12 new breeds. It's funny, they publish it in the Gazette. That I've met the requirements to fill out the application passed now the interview, and I already got a call to do a specialty, and I had to say I can't accept, and you can't until you're passed your exam.
Right, but, exactly.
I've got 12 breeds and proportions for 12 breeds, height disqualifications. 6 of the 12 happen to have them. You got to remember, and they all write them differently. You know, some standards say 1 inch above and below. Others say an inch deviation this way and that way, and or a inch and a half, and then there's dogs and bitches, and then some breeds have just 1 for both sectors. That's a lot of fun, and then all the little subtleties. Now, if you ask me to just talk about the breed and explain what I like, well, that's different. But you have to memorize these things, or you'll never be good at them.
It's so funny because some of those things go through my mind when I'm looking at these dogs, but a lot of it goes through my mind is what's in my memory banks of how I feel that breed, what stamped my memories basically on certain dogs, and it's overall value too.
If you can only somehow project your profile that's in your head onto a screen and say, that's what I'm looking for, that would pretty much wrap it up. That would be the best exam ever if you could do that. There's a gun dog breed. There's actually 2 gun dog breeds. The Pointer Standard, which I've been judging since, I don't know, 89 or something, they describe, it says 2 heads are equally acceptable, parallel planes or slight impression of a dish. There's another standard in a short, low, long, level breed that in the breed standard describes 1 head. But in the judge's education pamphlet that comes with it, it describes 2 heads. And it says they can have 2 heads. And there's a name for each. I don't want to give it away. But there's a name for each of the 2 type of heads. They describe them in the judge's education. And they're different. One's rounded, one's flat and square. And that's not in the standard. So how do I answer that question when it comes up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just say that. I'm going to say, here's the standard says, but the judge's education brochure, the illustrated standard says this. So it'll be, and I had to look up how to say the one word because it's foreign, but I want to pronounce it correctly. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I have a very, very smart and forthright rep. I'm looking forward to, having that conversation, and then I'll be on to, hopefully start poking around at some other breeds after that. So 12 more on the menu.
What was the ratio on golden retriever in America?
There's a ratio, 9 to 10. I'm not telling you. You have to look it up. You'll never remember it.
In Canada, it's 12 to 11.
That's what it is up here or down here.
Down there.
Up here.
Up here right now where you are compared to where I am.
I don't know where I am. I think I'm in Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, I like Traverse.
Oh, I love it here. It's beautiful. It's just so the drive up is so refreshing. You realize you're getting in the fresh air. But yeah, it is 12 to 11. So don't fall for 11 to 12 or 9 to 10. And that's what I do. And that is so slightly off square. You know, that is really slightly off square.
Yeah. That's just what's in my. Off square doesn't mean 3 miles long. So.
No, and there's some standards that say slightly off square and some that say off square. Not many of them say off square. They say height of the withers to the ground equal to, and then they also, you have to be careful about that because some measure from the point of the shoulder, from the forechest to the buttock, to the edge of the, to the rearmost part of the second thigh. I mean, there's all different ways to measure. And there's still two breeds or three breeds that do not mention proportions. I think it's three. I know it's pointers. And that's a sin that they don't mention proportions. I mean, come on. It's a square or slightly off square breed. Go to a field trial, see if you find a rectangular one. Never.
Yeah.
English setters, same thing. And I think it's Weimaraners also that just says moderate length of body, but it doesn't say anything about height or how that proportion goes. So I would lobby for proportion in the beginning of every single standard. The first opening thing after general appearance should be proportion and it should be describable.
Yeah. Because that puts a stamp in your head. Like in my head, the golden retriever is slightly off square. Now squares, I've seen dogs that are square that can definitely do the job. So, it's.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to see long, low, soft back work.
No.
It's not going to happen. And they need legs that go all the way up too. That's always nice. There's the standard that I'm studying for one of these 12, and the people who have the breed will know, but it calls for free movements. And I thought, are they talking about gating or bowels? Because I don't know what free movements, plural, means.
Well, there are some breeds that when they go around the ring, they're stopping. Everybody just
gets true.
And they go, see, freedom of movement. Look at that.
Right. Free movements.
Yep. Go.
Yeah, free movements, plural. I don't know.
I've had that happen in the ring, and whenever it happens, I always try to be a bit of a smart ass. I always say, that wasn't the movement you were looking for, was it? Just try kind of light in the air, Every once in a while it works, every once in a while it doesn't.
I'll bet it does. I'll bet it does. Well, you can blame it on your help. That darn assistant, I told her. No,
I walked up to somebody a few weeks ago and I said, I walked back to my setup and nothing was done because I'm the only one in my setup now.
It's true. Nothing's where it's supposed to be. What's going on here?
They didn't sweep the floor. They didn't put stuff away.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Where are you heading next after this? To bed, I assume.
No, next, when I get home, I'll leave Sunday morning and I'll get home Monday night. And then I have two shows in London on the Thursday and Friday. I come home and then I'm going to prepare myself and my exhibits for the Westminster Kennel Club.
Man, and I'm not. And that bums me out. That was one of the hard ones to write, to Westminster saying I can't be there. Next year.
I wanted us to do a live dog show drive at Westminster.
Oh, man. That would be awesome. A special 9-hour episode, Will.
9-hour episode.
That's what they want to hear. They want to hear a 9-hour. Actually, I've had people.
Jerry Lewis telethon. A lot of people calling in.
I've had people call and say, or email and say, my drive to the dog show was 8 hours and you're only giving me 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm going to need some more. So I think they're telling us we want a 9-hour marathon.
9-hour dog show drive.
Write it down. Yeah.
And they don't realize what I used to do on my 9-hour dog show drives. I used to, when I had all my assistants, I would sing, I would do dog show Jeopardy, Bulldogs for $1,000, Alex. I would, I, We would do everything, you know. And then I would make up stuff. We would drive along. We'd drive by a sign. Well, did you know that was that was first domesticated? And and they'd leave me.
Why wouldn't they? You're the master. Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, as they got older in being with me, they figured out, you know.
Yeah, he's just making it up.
Making stuff up as I go.
Yeah. I get, I have my podcasts that I listen to, and then when they're over on a long drive, I'm like, now what am I going to do? And on the way up, I hadn't figured out how to use my phone with the 9 TVs. There's a televator in this thing, Will. A televator.
A what? What is it?
It's a TV that's built into the beautiful cabinets, and you push a button and the TV comes up out of the cabinet is what it does. And so you can watch a big TV there. Well, I haven't figured out how to work.
Jetsons now that we have turned into the Jetsons.
Yeah, there's a washer and dryer. There's heated floors. There's things that shouldn't exist, but they do. Well, one of the new cars I bought, instead of turning up the volume on the radio, which you can do, it's a big burly knob, you just make a rotation. You just take one, your pointing finger, and make a circle in the air, and that turns up the volume.
Oh, God.
Because it's way too hard.
Strobe light the way my hands go when I'm driving.
Well, if you take your thumb and move it to the right, that skips the song too. And sometimes you just move your hand that way, and all of a sudden, I'm usually listening to heavy metal rap because, that's the kind of guy I am. I like the hip hop rap myself, Will. I'm not sure. Actually, Will, I've never listened to that music in my life. But when I'm listening to a song and I make that motion, all of a sudden a good song goes by because I didn't know I was thumbing my way to the next track. But anyway, all that relates to nothing except that I didn't know how to use the phone on the way up. So I had my AirPods in my ear. And I could have done that this morning. Well, I could use my AirPods. And they ran out of battery. It's a long drive up here. They ran out of battery, and I didn't know what to do. So I listened to nothing for about 2 hours, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah, see, it's not so bad. It's like up until 10 years ago, I had an Armstrong air conditioner in my car. So that's just rolling the window down, right?
You had me thinking there, Armstrong. Yeah. So you rolled the window down with a crank hand.
Yeah. Is there any? There's any vehicles like that anymore.
Remember vent windows? Those little things you could pop out.
We used to smoke out those.
That's where all the smokers used that vent window. That didn't go over. I guess they were a safety issue or something. But all the smokers were unhappy when that happened.
The retro version of the dog show drive. Yeah.
That's right. Right here. Old autos on the dog show drive.
We're stuck in the southern road. Just spray some ether down your carburetor. You'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that worked just fine. Pour some Coke on the bad connections, and you're good to go. I've got to get back to the Traverse Bay RV Resort.
Yeah.
Because we didn't check in last night. I don't think you need to. We own the lot, so it's not like they can kick us out. But I was supposed to check in, and that's probably... Oh, you know what I missed last night? And this is what's great about this world. I missed there were signs when I was coming here to McDonald's this morning that were left from last night. Last night was the mix and mingle, Will. I missed the mix and mingle. And you know me, I just love to mix and mingle.
You like to mix and mingle. That's right.
Yeah. I don't want to know anyone here. They said, you want a name tag? You hang it around your neck. I said, well, first of all, it's goofy, but I don't want anyone to know who I am. Is there a place for that? Do you have a sign that says, I don't want to know you? Because that's what I want to have up here. I don't want to mix and mingle with anybody.
Hopefully none of your neighbors listen to the dog show drive.
Actually, there was one there last year with Standard Poodles who did listen to the dog show drive. And I mentioned
it. Right, moved away.
Yeah. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's a parade of shiny people. They've taken their shower because they had to put the hot water on. And they're dressed up nicely. Did I tell you I forgot to bring my clothes?
You told me, but you didn't tell our audience. So my mom would like to know.
In our haste to get up here before the sunset, I thought I had everything, and I didn't bring my clothes. I had all my clothes in a laundry basket, all ready, ironed, and nice to go to put in the drawers and the hangers and all that in the closet when we got up here. And they're home on the bed. So I had to go to Meijer last night at midnight, which is like Walmart. And let me tell you, shopping at midnight for clothes in one of those stores, the creatures that came in that place.
Oh, they probably think you're on the lam. Get some clothes and get out of here.
And I had a I've been crawling around underneath the motorhome. I had, you know, a dirty t-shirt on. I hadn't shaved. I looked like a bum who came in to steal some clothes because I'm on the lam.
I don't know if they do.
You and I do, Will. You and I do. And I was going to ask where the fake mustaches were and the wigs, but I didn't think that would go over big. So, but I have on some lovely unwashed brand new clothes right now. And they're just spectacular because where else would you get them? You know? So yeah, that was a thing. It's been fun. It's been fun. Yeah. But well, right now in front of me is a sign that says, you can earn points, free McDonald's, open the app, get the 4-digit code, provide code before entering. That's way too complicated. Why can't I pull up the little window and say, Diet Coke?
Exactly. You know?
I McMuffin. Why do I have to put up with this? Jeez. We're high-tech rednecks. All right, buddy. I've said enough. And I'm doing good this morning, so I don't want to press it and start gagging on the phone and not being able to catch my breath. No one wants to hear that. Anyway, anything else you got there, bud?
Nope. I might go down and have breakfast. That's what I might
do. That sounds like a plan. It sounds like a plan. All right. Well, it has been fun. Thanks again for listening to our rambling on the Dog Show Drive. Until next time.
Yes. Stay safe, everybody. Party on, Wayne, up there in Traverse City.
Party on. Jeez. We are definitely finished.
We are getting party on North.
Free movements. Movements. Plural.
Party on, Gert.
No way.
Better be paying attention, Doc.
Give me grace. Bury my sins.
So Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right.
We love you, Ernie.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself damn seriously.
Watch the move under my feet. Stranger things.